insurance in a can.
Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thoroughly disgusted after having paid my taxes on tax day. How about the rest of you? I had them prepared and ready to go on Saturday, but of course, there was no mail pickup until Monday. So mine is dated on the 18th. I refuse to e-file because I heard it was not a great thing to do. But most people do e-file. You probably were in that group. Or perhaps you are deadline conscious, and you decided to do them a very long time ago. I do know this, and we're going to say this right at the top, that people do not want to give up their tax breaks, and I agree. There is a psychological thing to it. I mean, you know, it's all about the brain and how you perceive things. And when you're filling out forms, whether it's easy forms or a little bit more in-depth, whatever it is, there's something about whatever you think the tax benefits are, meaning especially the deductions for contributions to charities. And this can be people who don't have a lot of money and people who have a lot of money. I think if I were running a charity, I'd be very concerned about this and I would march up to the hill, because charities have had it rough with the economy taking, you know, being in a tailspin for the last couple of years. So it's affected the charities. They've had a hard time. Some of the big ones, some of the small ones, some of the local ones in your areas, I'm sure. So dropping that would be rough. And also eliminating the mortgage interest deduction, I think, because they're middle class people, not just the richy rich folks. And they can only write off $1 million in interest anyway. That'd be a rough problem to have, wouldn't it? But the idea that that goes away, the idea that the contribution to charities go away, dropping the state and local tax deductions. Yeah, you know, I'm a poll queen, and there's no doubt about it. There have been a few places that have done the polls, including the USA Today Gallup poll that was just released, and it's pretty clear that we don't want those deductions to be dropped. Very few people are raising their hand and saying, go ahead and drop those deductions. No problem. I think it would backfire. But what people don't realize when they're saying and they're responding to these polls, 71% want to keep, like, the deduction to charities, 61% oppose eliminating the mortgage interest, 62% hate the idea of dropping the state and local tax deduction. What they don't realize is that both Democrats and Republicans have already said we're eliminating some of these deductions. The 2012 budget that was adopted by the House on Friday pretty much says that several of the deductions be dropped. So it's going to happen. I hope you enjoyed your deductions this year. Since we started on the money path, the debt ceiling and whether it will be raised or not is still the number one conversation in Washington. And I've had people ask me about the debt ceiling and what I thought was going to happen. Every single day I get at least three or four emails asking me about that. Do you think the Republicans will stick to their guns? Don't you think they should just dig in and say, forget it, so we'll default on our loans? And the thing is, you can't do that. And it's not like the bank's too big to fail. It's not like some of the other things that we've talked about. The problem is, if we default on the loans, that would just cripple us more on the markets. You have a 401k. You might not have a lot of money in it. You might have a little bit of a pension. It's bad for, really, it's bad for anybody with even just a little bit of money. And what happens with the world markets and how it could tank? It's ridiculous to be in this situation and have the debt the way it is when we're talking about a crazy amount of money. What is it, 1 gazillion? I mean, we might as well say gazillion. Start making up numbers because it's a ridiculous amount. Sure, absolutely. And then while that's going on, there's a threat that the credit rating will be dropped. the S&P is saying, whoa, 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 whoa. You got to back up here. You got to pull this back. Otherwise, look out, because we can't stand here with you. You better fix the deficit or you're going to risk this credit rating. And that's a key agency, like it or not. And it's very unusual for Standard & Poor's to say that, to say, look, you've got a negative rating. I mean, you either get a grip on these finances or you're going to lose it. And why do we care about a rating? Why do you care about that? It's like your crazy credit score. You might not care about FICO, but you need it. You need it because otherwise you are SOL, baby. When you're looking for jobs now, they check that. Certainly if you were looking for a house, doesn't matter how much money you're racking up, it still counts. And so in this case, the crazy credit rating for now, because of the whole perception of how it's all tied in, although I don't agree with it, it wouldn't be great to have that happen either. Here's what Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, said as far as that's concerned.
What the S&P analysis also said was that the American economy is strong, it's growing, it's diversified, it's dynamic, continues to be the most important and most powerful economy in the world. We simply believe that the prospects are better. We think that the political process will outperform S&P expectations. It is another indication on the importance of both sides coming together and grappling with this problem and getting to a resolution. We think a reminder that it is important that we reach agreement on fiscal reform is always valuable, and that's essentially what it is.
Don't you love the way he is now getting skilled in the art of spin? He never addressed the negative rating. He just said, this is what's the possibility of the negative rating. Here's, it's strong. Here's what's being said. It's robust. Oh, he's learned. Jay Carney has learned at the foot of the master in the art of spin. That's why he's the White House spokesperson. He's got a grip on it now, so he's starting to answer the questions and just turn them around. That's what you do. You answer the question in a different way with other information. You don't use but. You don't try to stammer through it. You just push forward with a little nugget of positive information. And that's exactly what he did there, brilliantly, I might add. He did, because he never addressed it. He refused to answer questions after that, instead of saying, yes, we realize we have to deal with this situation and because it's strong, and instead, both sides have to come together, and made it all like we were standing in an elevator holding hands and listening to Muzak. It's all good. Don't pay attention to something that was yelled out there in the background when we were on another floor and we closed the doors quickly. Because Standard & Poor's, they see it. They see what's going on. That's why they threw it out there and issued the warning to say, get off your butt, you do something or else, forget about it, you're going to get that negative rating. Coming up on the flip side here on ATN in this hour, I'm going to tell you about another person surviving a jump from a very famous bridge. I mean, a serious leap off the bridge. And a crazy story about the woman who accused the three Duke lacrosse players of raping her 4 years ago. Now in the news, this time behind bars, what for? That's coming up as well. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 18th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1480.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1518.58, $759.29 for a half ounce, or $379.64 for a quarter ounce. That's $1518.58, $759.29, and $379.64.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
America tonight. Yeah, we're coast to coast. We love our flyover states. Rough times out there for the people in North Carolina and 13 other states slammed by the tornadoes as they play a horrible game of pickup sticks, because that's what it's like. I mean, houses get shattered and reduced to sticks. It still always stuns me. Not that I haven't seen it probably 20 some times in my lifetime, but actually seeing the damage firsthand is. It's just stunning when you see it. And in Texas, all over the great state of Texas, they're dealing with wildfires. I saw the weird swing in the last couple of days where 90-some degrees boiling, baking, and just 3 or 4 days ago, wicked, crazy winds, limbs down all over the place, hail, tornadoes touching down in parts of Texas. So a lot of people weathering weather. I mean, that's it. It's the common denominator. It's part of the human experience. It's that conversation that you have in the coffee shop with complete strangers, where you're standing there in line and somebody says something about the weather, whether it's pouring, whether you're coming off of a terrible weekend of high winds and destruction and whatever. You have that conversation about the weather. In fact, I did this for just for grins. I charted this 1 year, and it wasn't hard to chart it. But I would put on my calendar a little check mark every time I went somewhere, unless it was a day where I just saw nobody, but every time I went somewhere, whether it was just to the grocery store, running the dog out for a quick walk, returning library books, going to the movies, whatever, put a check mark every time somebody said something to me about the weather. It's the art of conversation. You just open the door with the weather, especially when it's dramatic and rough on people, though I understand. So a lot of you emailed me about the weather, including Hugh Huffman, who sent me something from North Carolina and says, Kate, it is so sad. You have no idea. Words can't describe it. Please keep us in your prayers. We will. And we'll get to some other emails, too, here along the way, coming up in just a few minutes. Before we do that, another person has tried to leap off of the Golden Gate Bridge. And this time we're talking about a teenager who survives. What I think is so crazy is that the fall, if you've ever, I mean, think of any bridge, actually. If you've ever seen the span of a bridge, think of somebody falling off that bridge. And when you look at the Golden Gate Bridge, I mean, you're talking about a dramatic drop from the Golden Gate Bridge that you wouldn't believe. You can't believe what that feels like. I don't think it's unless you go over it. And you see when somebody's at a central point, or even if they go a little bit higher up the bridge, how they end up surviving that fall is just, I think, mind-boggling. But yet another teenager has done that. And I think it's awful that they get to that point. Somebody gets to that point where they're going over the Golden Gate Bridge and decide that's it. They're going to just end it all, and they can't get it out of their head. And they do that. But then there's somebody down below that pulls them to safety, and that happened. And this is the second time within 2 months. So I think that's pretty significant that we've seen this now twice. Somebody's been fished out where they had an incredible fall down below, right from one of the key central points at the Golden Gate, and survived. So when you survive something like that, I wonder I certainly don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. When you survive that kind of a dramatic fall and think, I mean, you've put it in your head that this is it, you're going to die, and you don't, does that turn your ship around? Does that turn you mentally somewhat, I'll say, around? So this is the second time a 16-year-old girl, 5 weeks it's been, 220-foot drop, almost always fatal. And this teen lived 20 minutes in 53-degree weather before she was rescued. A Coast Guard motorboat pulled her from the bay about 200 yards or so from one of the sides of the bridges. She was conscious, so they got her in time. And they're trying to figure out, was it a fall? They're giving her the benefit of the doubt first, because in March, remember, there was a 17-year-old kid, a boy, who jumped from the bridge during a school field trip and survived with just bruises. And they said he was climbing over the rail as a stunt, and maybe he was goaded into it. And so they're thinking, in his case, it might have been more of an accidental fall. But between 2000 and 2010, almost 300 people took their lives. 300 people. It is considered one of the world's most popular spots for suicides. The survival rate, that's why I said, does your life turn around? The survival rate, only 2%. 2% from that kind of a fall. Of course. I don't know. I don't know how you do it. All right, quickly, let's turn to the mail. There's no mistress. I have mail. Did he take? Did he have to do his taxes and he slept through the show just like those air traffic controllers?
He was taking a nap after doing his taxes all day long. Here we go.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank goodness he's there. Okay, this one is from Josh. Josh says, hello, America Tonight. I recently discovered your show. I laugh out loud at times, and then I'm right there with you, or I vehemently disagree with what you say, but I am drawn to it, and that's the key. So you have me hooked. I'm always curious as to what you're addressing. And here's what I want to ask you. What about the air traffic controllers and napping? Now, supposedly, another air traffic controller was watching a movie. How much are these guys getting paid? Yeah, I know where you're saying how much they're getting paid because you know it's a pretty decent chunk of change. Over $100,000. I don't think there's any air traffic controllers, certainly not any major areas, that are making less than that. It's usually somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 to $160. So Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is in a huff, and he's gonna crank down on this, and we're changing the rules, and now you get an extra hour in between your shifts, and now we're not gonna have a third shift, and then you do a mid-morning shift, and then you do another shift, because you know, they had jumbled hours. So, still saying it's your responsibility to be able to handle this, but at the same time, we have to cut out the crazy scheduling because their bodies are not adjusting to it. Not adjusting to it. All right, this is from the hardliner who says, Kate, I'm sick of Libya. Notice nobody's talking about it lately. It's probably a good thing. Although with the stalemate, are we dumping dollars in the desert? It looks like Muammar Gaddafi still has some support, and not everywhere. So what happens if the country becomes seriously divided? Wouldn't that be disastrous for all concerned, especially Europe, if they're getting oil from Libya after all? Wouldn't it be a splintered group? Doesn't make any sense, does it? It doesn't make any sense, but it wouldn't be good if it dropped into two different directions. I don't think Libyans want that, but there is definitely a stalemate going on, and that's the dangerous thing because this is now going into too long of a period to let this just kind of stay in limbo the way it is, and that's actually where it is. Hang with us. We're taking some calls next on ATN.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Place to be, limbo. The I don't know island. I would rather be dropped off on an island where sharks are circling around me, because at least I know I either got to get off this puppy or I'm dead within however many hours. But we're on I don't know island. I hate it. And yet we continue to defend what's going on in Libya. Somebody said to me today, wow, Libya's like that woman you were crazy in love with, even though you were in this great solid marriage and somehow she seduced you, and now you want nothing to do with her. Nothing. Because it's been nothing but trouble. It wasn't nice and neat and quick. No, Libya was not that either. So the White House is downplaying reports that NATO is running out of munitions to fight the war. Why? Because we're going to have to pay for that, and that's why. We're going to have to pay for it. Because what's going to happen? Of course, you have to have the ammunition, don't you? You have to have the munitions. Of course you do. No guns that are unloaded or no missiles to fire can mean one thing. Gaddafi laughing in everyone's face. And they're going to ask for them. They're going to ask the United States to provide the material they need. It's what's going to happen. It's pretty clear. And yet, at the State Department, the Assistant Secretary of State, Philip Gordon, is saying if NATO commanders need some kind of assistance, it can only be provided by the United States, if it can only be. They have to ask for them, and the United States would consider the request. Come on, that's a bunch of bogus nonsense. They know what's going to happen. We don't have any more ammunition. Can you help us? I mean, it's pretty clear the U.S. is the world's gatekeeper. Let's just face that fact. But the whole thing with Libya is infuriating, I think. And especially now, it's just withering on the vine. Is it going to die off? Is it going to flourish? How much time has been wasted on this? Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Is this Kate Middleton?
Hey.
It's not Kate Middleton, then.
No.
No.
Wrong Kate.
Wrong Kate. Oh.
That's all right. I've been called Kim, and now I'm called Dana Delaney because she has her television show. I don't know if that's still on or it bombed already, but... I get called a lot of names, Rick.
Yeah. Well, I thought everything's going good. They kicked that crackpot off TV at Lindbeck, but I see old Blabbermouth back as again, hurting Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump running because he wants the Obama's birth certificate. That's one reason he wants to run for president.
I think it's an ego thing, and I think that he's frustrated with, I heard, that he's just frustrated with what he's seeing, and that it is partially ego, and it's also partially Obama killing the policies for the business folks, which he is.
Yeah, I just thought maybe he's the only reason he's running because he wants the Obama's birth certificate.
Well, he definitely is going after him for that. He's definitely pushing that button as hard as he can. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I like the crackpot. Anyway, I seen it. Show the other day, they had three blackout pictures of women, and the contest was to try to guess his ex-wives.
Did you try to do it? I can tell you who it is. It's first of all, Ivanka. Marla. That's it. And then now he's married to whatever her name is. Begins with an M, too. Melania.
They're starting on him, I guess. Starting to make fun of him, so.
Yeah, but he doesn't care. He's got a thick hide. He could care less.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Here's the best comment, Rick, that I've heard from a politician, that I've ever heard from a politician, or at least one of them anyway. I shouldn't say ever, but one of the best. Arnold Schwarzenegger, get out the violins. Matt's going to have to dig through the closet. He says that, because he's been so busy since he left the California governor's office in January, he's realized that he's very sad that he's not young anymore. Give me a break. That is the weekly whine. Oh, I'm so sorry, Arnold. You came to this country. You made a fortune. You made huge pictures that got you that fame and fortune. You become the governor of California now, like the rest of us. Guess what? We're dying every day, Arnold. Sorry, no matter what you do. But I love it. He was really upset. He's been traveling around with James Cameron. You know who he is, right, Rick? The director of the Titanic, all that stuff. Nothing but trouble can come out of that pairing. So Schwarzenegger saying that he can't look at himself, Rick, in the mirror, because he is 63 and he feels like an old bag.
He should take better care of himself. Yeah.
That's right, Arnold. Can't he get cosmetic surgery? They redo everyone in Hollywood. He could do that.
Well, that's what happens to you when you go into politics. You age real fast.
Oh, no kidding. You see the gray hair on Obama? He's got to be doing some Grecian formula stuff because I think he'd be gray all the way around.
Yeah. Well, look at Bill Clinton. He's gray real fast, too, you know.
Oh, so did Bush. Everybody.
Yeah, they all age real fast when they're in there, so.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like you go, you
go in a young man and you come out like you've been in the trilogy of Cocoon.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy. Rick, thanks.
Yeah, take care.
Drive safely. Don in Wyoming, you're up, buddy. What's up?
Hey, Kate. Speaking of Kate Middleton and Prince Will, you know, their wedding is a week from Friday, the 29th.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you picked up on it, but I don't know if it's going to, how if it's in the morning or, I mean, they're 6 hours ahead of us, but
It's supposed to be in the morning. NBC says they're going to air it, but they don't want to air too much of it because they think they're boring and nobody really wants to watch. They're not like the other royal people, that they're very boring young people, so they're not going to get a lot of people tuning in. You think a lot of people don't want to tune into this?
Well, I don't know, but I don't think they're boring. I think they're just staying out of trouble. That's all, you know.
Well, that's boring. That's boring. Where's the controversy?
But, you know, the other thing I don't know if people have realized is that maybe about the same time, I don't know, the Shuttle Endeavor is going to be lifting off.
I know. I love it.
Last flight. It's on the same day, and I'm just kind of like, man, I wish NASA could move that one up a day. You know, I'd sure hate to see something happen in Endeavor and ruin their wedding and run this shuttle program again, you know, go out with a bad deal. I mean, I don't think being pessimistic. I doubt anything's going to happen, but, you know, it's just kind of, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like two big events, you know, the last shuttle flight and their wedding happening on the same day. But anyway, though, hey, you know, you were talking about the Golden Gate and yeah, I just never figured out how to even let people on that thing, you know, or how they can walk onto it, or they must sneak onto it or something. You know, I've been at the base of it a lot of times, and, or maybe somebody stops and lets them out.
You can walk
like
across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, they should stop that, though. You know, it's just, you know, it's like you said, you know, but I tell you how little sick and sadistic I was at one time in my Air Force years when, you know, I don't know if I ever told you, I was stationed at Travis, which is about 50 miles from San Francisco, and we have our little shop there, about 40 people and 40, 45 people work there, and at the holidays every year, we had this little contest, and it was like kind of like, you know, you pay for your square, you know, on football games, you know, you pick a score or whatever, and we picked a date, and there's 7 bridges in the Bay Area. I used to know them all. I probably can only name you 4 of them now. But anyway, though, so we had what we called the Bridge Jumpers Contest. And everybody paid $20, picked a date, and whoever jumped off the bridge, that, you know, and it started Thanksgiving and then went all the way up to New Year's. And whoever jumped off, you know, and, like, we had this guy, and somehow he was able to follow the, you know, the news or whatever to find out when the first person jumped off a bridge and died or whatever. I don't know if he followed police scanners or whatever, but We all picked a date, $20, and whoever picked the date, the first person jumped and killed them, and they had to die. They couldn't survive like this girl did, you know. Then they were the winner. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's like the media's dead man's pool. When somebody dies, it's famous, it comes in three, so you try to figure out who the next two are or when they die, yeah.
And that or something like that. And I remember one year, this idiot, Mark, we'd gotten a DUI in our group. He won the thing and had his money to pay his DUI fees. I was just kind of like, oh, man, I can't believe the money's going to him. You know, it's hoping it goes to somebody that's got kids or something like that, you know. But
I know, but anyway, that's the chance you take when you throw in your money on, you know, you throw your money into the pot. Don, we're up against it. We got a fly coming up on the flip side. The Daily Salute.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Fans, I promised a daily salute, and boy, do I have a good one. And it relates to something that I did earlier in the day. You ready? So here's a scoop. Occasionally, I swing a club or two. I'm not the world's best golfer, but I try. Because, see, you know, that whole practice makes perfect thing, and all of you know that. If you're not out there really swinging it, you're going to be lucky and you're going to be okay. I have a decent game, but there is a PGA stop. There's a couple PGA stops in Dallas, Texas, and in Fort Worth, Texas. And when you turn on your tube in a couple of weeks, if you fall asleep and you think golf is boring, but it's playing in the background, it's just background noise, pay attention, because I was out at the Colonial, and it's the second oldest golf tournament, by the way, in the United States. The first is the Masters, and this is number two, and the course is number two to them as far as same tournament, year after year after year. And what I think is cool, and this is the reason why I'm giving them the daily salute, because I wouldn't have known about this, is that the people who are running the tournament decided, number one, they were going to give 3,000 tickets to military families so they could just go and watch for free. I mean, why? You're not going to charge them. Let's just honor them, pay them, let them go in for free. But that's not the big deal. The big deal is, and I can't say who the general is, but it looks like there's going to be a pretty famous general on hand over the weekend once it gets to tournament weekend. It's on television, which would be May 16th through the 22nd. One of the things they're doing to honor the military is every time a player makes an Eagle, they're donating money to one of the military causes so the families get the money. That's one thing. Anytime any of the players make an Eagle. But the other thing they're doing that's so cool is they're going to have a current member of the military, somebody who's serving, to honor them on each and every hole. What happens is they have a flag. You know how you have the pin and the flag on top of it? Well, they're going to have the normal flag that they would have, plus they're going to have an American flag. And to make sure it doesn't touch the ground, they're going to hand it to the soldier at every single time they pull it out on every hole. I think that's wonderful. And I think it's great that they're doing the Eagle thing, which started today with my group, and anybody eagling, the money went to the military to help them, to help the families. And when this general is on hand, they're going to be have a lineup of they're probably going to kill me for saying this. They're probably going to have a lineup of 200 of our nation's finest medal winners for various things, and just very brave men and women who have sacrificed. I think that's tremendous. I mean, it's a golf tournament, but the fact that they're doing that, figuring out a clever way to raise money and also a way to honor them, to honor the people that have come back at a sporting event, other than, you know, saying, hey, having them stand up or wave. I think it's very, very cool. And this is the Colonial Golf Tournament, PGA stop. It gets televised on CBS, and that'll happen in the next month, like Saturday or Sunday, if you turn on your television. I'm sure the folks in Minnesota are chomping at the bit for some applause for those military guys. Yeah. It's natural. I get goosebumps, I do, when you are somewhere and somebody mentions the military. I mean, mentions the military like at an arena or whatever. Because we really can't. I don't care what your politics are. We really can't say enough about the sacrifices so many people have made, especially when we see what's going on in the Middle East and how it's a ticket to a never-ending war. And it's looking like that's going to continue in Iraq. And who knows what happens in Libya. Is there going to be boots on the ground? And we see what's going on with Afghanistan. So bravo. And by the way, my team claimed last place in the scramble. We shot a 72, so we did win a prize for being in last place. Matt, how about that, last place?
So not the old pro scratch golfer that I thought you were, huh?
Oh, no, I am no scratch golfer. I'm like a 16, 17 handicap. And I was okay. I hit a couple of decent shots, but it was hot. Texas is on fire, so you're dancing on the sun when you hit the ball. Not that I'm complaining. Who can complain about playing golf and learning some interesting things that are happening in your own backyard? I know a lot of people listening have big tournaments, PGA stops in Florida and other places, and so they know that the money gets pumped back into the community and some of these charities. So I tried to do what I could, but I didn't have any whiff swings. I didn't have any swings where the ball danced up on the tee and just sat there. I didn't have anything like that. But I missed a couple of putts I should have made. I hit a couple of balls that were too short, that didn't do much help for my team, and I tried. Let's just put it that way.
Well, it sounds like it's better than the weather that we're going to have tomorrow, because we are officially under a winter storm warning.
And this is Minneapolis that we're talking about, where the mothership
yes.
is. Winter storm meaning snow?
We're supposed to get about 4 inches, I think.
Oh, that's so crazy, isn't it?
Yep, just another beautiful spring.
4 inches of snow.
This winter just has never ended for us. It's been, I was talking about this with a buddy, it's been one of the worst winters we've had in probably 15 years, something like that. Because there was some pretty docile winters for a while, and we got it paid in full this year.
Paybacks are, you know what. Haven't we been talking about the weather and the common denominator? How many times do I thread in the weather on these shows? We could be going off constantly on the deficit and the fools in Washington who only react and they don't know the word action, but it always circles around eventually back to the weather. So let's squeeze in a little quick sports shorts here. I'm a huge Flyers fan. How about any of you out there? Woohoo! Brian Boucher stopped 35 shots. The Flyers got a first-round playoff series lead. They grabbed it big time with a 4-2 win over the Sabres on Monday night. Game 4 is on Thursday. And exciting stuff. We'll see how far they go, though. The Flyers had power play, 10 power play chances on Sunday, and 15 through the first two games. They're not capitalizing on the power play. If you don't know what a power play is, it's just when you have an extra man on the ice because the other team has a player in the penalty box, and that's when you're supposed to score. Hint, hint. It doesn't always work out that way, however. Matt, you've been paying attention to what's going on in with the hockey playoffs, and it's I think Vancouver looks pretty good. I mean, we'll see, because after the first round, you go through the first round, you can kind of get a better sense of what might happen in the West and the East, I think.
Yeah, the West, I think Vancouver is – there's more separation in the West, I think. Vancouver is kind of the elite squad right now. Even, I mean, San Jose's a second seed, but they might not get past the Kings. And over in the East, though, you have a lot of teams, I mean, the Flyers, the Capitals, who are all battling with the lower seeds right now. And I don't know. I think the Flyers got a really good shot. I also, I don't know about Sam's Canadians, though. I think they'll win this series, but I don't think they got enough offensive punch to get it through to the Stanley Cup.
I don't think so either. I like the Flyers in these two. They beat Buffalo 2-1 to take that lead. For those of you who don't care about hockey, I'm going to throw in this quick one to end on here. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to play the Bears in London in October if the NFL season isn't stopped by a labor dispute. Gee, if I lived in London, I wouldn't run out to buy those tickets just yet. I might wait for a few and see if it becomes real, because it's not looking too good that we're going to have an NFL season at all. So you better start thinking about what you're going to do from the fall all the way through to January and February. Oh, my. Write some letters.